Soon, the board skidded to a halt in front of Ray's speeder. She tied her salvage and the board to the speeder and zoomed toward the setting sun on the horizon. As Nema Outpost slid into view, Ray could already see that the scattered tents and small spaceport were bustling with creatures of every shape and size. There was a long line of scavengers at the cleaning table. It had been a good day for many of them. Two Melitos hummed cheerfully as they cleaned off a massive panel from an old Trandoshan slave ship. The Melitos' sightless faces were turned skyward as they ran their super-sensitive cilia across the panel. Even without eyes, the aliens could clean and repair technology as well as any sighted race. Almost all the panel's circuitry looked like it was in working order. Unkar would surely give them a week's worth of portions for such a find. Ray hopped off her speeder and took a place near the excited Melitos at the cleaning table. The buzz of the marketplace pushed in around her as scavengers chatted about their finds, swapped tips about newly discovered wrecks, or shared news of explorers lost in the sinking fields. Ray was eavesdropping on a particularly interesting conversation about a new Tito settlement when she saw him. A little boy, no more than 7 or 8 cycles old, was exiting a nearby ship. Holding the little boy's hand was an older woman who, from the way she looked at the boy with such love and attention, must have been the boy's mother. The boy pointed excitedly at the strange aliens who passed by them. He must have had a million questions about the new planet. His mother reached down and playfully ran her hand through the boy's hair. Absent-mindedly, Ray mimicked the mother's loving gesture, softly stroking the salvage in her hand. Ray had no memory of her parents. She didn't know why they had taken her to Jakku or why they had left her there. For all she knew, they were long dead. Yet Ray couldn't help hoping that one day, a transport would arrive and her parents would walk down the ship's ramp and back into her life. Ray looked down at the power cell she was washing. It had been clean for a good 5 minutes. Ray shook off her thoughts and carried her sparkling salvage over to Unkar's window. The old Krolut's saggy skin wobbled as he pawed through the spare parts Ray presented. Why the blobfish-like brute had chosen to make his home on a dry desert planet, Ray would never know. Nor did she care to find out. Ray tried to keep her conversations with the repulsive junk lord as brief as possible. Leaning forward with a terrifying smile, Unkar made his offer.
Today you get 1/4 portion.